This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
There's no wind. It's very hot. The ball's flying a long way. The greens are very receptive and they're very true. So I'm fingers crossed I've got the lead by the end of, or tied lead at the end of the day, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, it did. Jason Day, you are tied for the lead. So we welcome you back here to East Aurora Country Club. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis here on Tee to Green. That was Jason Day. He's amongst the five-way tie for the lead. Day, Molinari, Koepka, Scott Oosthuizen. The last pairing today for your television viewing, Molinari and Day are in the final group. They will go off at 245, Koepka and Scott at 235, DJ and Oosthuizen at 225, Woods is with Poulter. He was last in, so he's the first of the minus six that go out.
Woods and Poulter are playing together?
They are together, Woods and Poulter. That's an entertaining pairing. They're at 2:05. TV starts at 2.
Perfect.
Perfect timing. They'll have they'll have Tiger and Poulter on the tee there at 2:05.
I'll tell you what, though.
Four, please.
Masters.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that, too.
Masters.com is they redo it every year.
And oh, the app!
Oh,
the app and the website's
unbelievable.
Amazing,
right? The app's amazing. You can just watch the tournament on the app.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I've been doing. It's been incredible.
There's no ads.
No ads. Yeah, no banners.
I know. It's.
I want to watch 15-16, so I'll just click on that,
on it.
Or I'll watch a featured group, or I can watch the broadcast. It's. I can watch round highlight. Really incredible.
If they do everything.
If you follow Masters on Twitter too, they have highlights up, like it's almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
Like you'll see it on TV, and then if you oh my goodness, it's already on their Twitter feed. Like if you want to see it again, which is where I saw Zach Johnson, which we'll get to here in a minute. So that's coming up here. By the way,
I just want to say tdgreen.golf. We're trying to develop our site to be like the Masters site.
We have a smaller budget though.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Well, we're paying. It's because we have to pay Jeff's salary.
Yeah, we are tdgreen.golf. Check it out. It's not as good as masters.com, but I'm not sure what website is as good as masters.com.
No, it's the best website.
It might be the best website I've ever seen.
It's not insulting our website to say that.
And they have the best production of a TV show. I mean, of a golf tournament I've ever seen. Their golf course is the best you've ever seen. The facilities are
they do it well.
Pretty special.
No doubt. We've got our Hook and Gaff watch giveaway coming up. Speaking of our tdgreen.golf webpage, you can sign up there to be a part of our Tee to Green Club. We've got giveaways virtually every week on the show. We've given away, 2 weeks ago, we had a foursome to Briarwood. Weeks before that, we had Tantara golf giveaway. When we were at Glen Oak, we gave away Pro Vs with Shamrocks on it for St. Paddy's Day weekend. We've given away socks, underwear. We're going to give away rounds and today a watch. So make sure you sign up, tdgreen.golf, for our club.
Yes, sign up for the tdgreen club.
It's free.
By the way, I delivered. I actually delivered to the door just because the address of the winner of the golf balls and the Glen Oak had. And
you might even get Kevin knocking at your door.
Right.
How
it's
about
possible.
That?
You can only hope.
When I got the email, like I had the stuff, it wasn't far, and
you figured personal delivery.
I surprised our winner's wife. Kevin Sylvester, what are you doing? Your husband won. Here you go.
It's just like Publisher's Clearinghouse.
The
door. Yes,
you could have invited me in for a beer. That would have been nice. Anyhow, all right.
See, Kevin, You never know. The bonus of winning, the part of you might get Kevin at your front door.
That could be a negative.
Like when the Bills deliver your season tickets, that kind of thing, where the Sabres didn't.
Yeah, I wasn't really going for that. I was just really going for, you know what, this isn't far from where I'm at, and you know, it saves me a trip to the post office.
Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Jason Day, we heard his soundbite there. On Thursday, it was almost painful to watch him walk around the golf course. He had picked up his daughter, I guess, on the practice.
Blame it on his kids.
Yeah. And he said that something kind of didn't feel good. And then as he's walking on the back nine, you wonder at any moment, like, is he just going to fall?
When he picked the ball out of the cup at 16, right, it looked like he was going down.
You know, right? And to maintain a score like that, because your body's not working the way you want it to work, and your rhythm and, you know, everything's off a smidge if your hips aren't firing. That was pretty impressive. He was getting stretched on the second fairway or something like that.
Yeah.
They had to take a break. And he came back the next day and did great. He seems like he's always had those problems. Remember, was it the U.S. Open? Didn't he have a dementia or not?
Vertigo.
Vertigo. Yeah.
That was at the British Open.
British Open.
Yeah.
And he's had a lot of health problems, and that guy swings violently.
So the day that he's walking around, like, on pins and needles, he shoots a 2 under 70. That's so impressive.
I think Jason Day is like a Ferrari in that, you know, they have all these sensors on, so I understand.
Yes.
I thought
you had one because you have that watch.
Yeah. Thank you. it does have the car I drive does have a vowel at the end of it.
Pinto.
Good one, Jeff. You were ready on that.
But anyhow, so like a sensor's off, mm-hmm. right? And it won't run at, you know, optimum performance. And so that's why I look at Jason Day. I like that his wife told him to suck it up. Suck it up and deal with it, right?
Yeah, what else are you going to do at that point?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you're not feeling perfect. Suck it up and deal with it. So that's what he's gone out and done.
And
this is a guy who's come close in the past when he's, you know, before he'd won the PGA, before he was number one in the world. He had a couple close calls. 2013, had a chance to win at Augusta. So he's got a chance to win here.
No one's shot four rounds in the 60s at the Masters in the same week. Around like 70, that's a great round. Any round under par in the first round of a major, that puts you in position to compete the whole week and to get you off on the right foot. And like you said, this leaderboard is ridiculously good. If you picked central casting the leaderboard, you wouldn't change it.
Programming note again, just want to remind all of you, if you're tuning in here on WGR for the sports investors, we've got a bonus hour here of Tee to Green today from 8 to 9. The sports investors will air in its entirety immediately after our show from 9 to 10 a.m.
And we thank them for accommodating us,
the sports investors.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Absolutely. We're live here at East Aurora Country Club. We spoke earlier with the PGA Pro here, David Jones. If you missed any of that, we had some good topics to talk about, including the International Junior Masters. When I think about East Aurora Country Club, not only do I think about the fine people like David Jones and Drew Thompson, the superintendent that has the course such in great shape, but I think about that event. And we'll be here back coming up in June, on June 22nd for our show for International Junior Masters Week. Part of the reason we love Masters Week, we think about just how it makes you feel good about golf. And an event like that here makes you feel good. Getting juniors involved. We talked about drive, chip, and putt on Sunday at the Masters, the finals for that, the national finals. We talked about the women's amateur. So all that will be up in our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. You can also check it out on our Tee to Green Facebook page, which we are live right now. So if you are following us on Facebook, you can say hello to us. You can see our nice setup here inside the beautiful clubhouse at East Aurora. A giveaway coming up with our Tee to Green Club as well here. As we roll on from East Aurora, we're right behind the fireplace.
I love this fireplace.
Right in front of the fireplace.
So it's a beautiful fireplace.
It's awesome. Yeah. Great center point thing.
Yes, go back with where you were. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I want to mention Zach Johnson.
Let's do it.
On 13 yesterday. So Zach Johnson, and some of you out there listening have done this. He's setting up to take a practice swing on the tee.
Ball's already been teed up.
Ball's on the tee. You know, he's you know, parallel to it, and his club is lined up so the ball's maybe 6 inches in front of where the toe of his driver is. And he takes a practice swing, but his arms extend, and he hits the ball. And he expletive.
That's
you can
right.
hear it clear.
Four-letter word.
And he turns. Now, this is where Augusta Smart, they have a walking official with every group.
Which is great.
Memorial does this too.
And a microphone, which was great.
Yeah. And yeah. And he goes, what do I do now? What is that?
Well, it hit the tee marker. It was funny because he takes a full swing. Yeah. It hits the tee marker and ends up 3 feet in front of him. Yeah.
If it didn't hit the tee marker, by the way, it might have hit Kuchar or Poulter or their caddies.
In the
shin. So that saved somebody maybe getting hurt. But
then Poulter or Mark Amelia, I've never seen that.
Yeah. And then
they've never played with me.
Kuchar and Poulter actually, when I saw it from the different angle, they actually kind of turned their back to Zach because I'm guessing they thought it was funny.
Sure.
But then Zach, to lighten the mood, said, that is really embarrassing. Like, go ahead and laugh if you want, guys. Yeah. Like, he knew it was. Yeah. And then he tried to laugh it off. But, Jeff, the official rule,
right,
because we've all played with this guy, Kev, right? You tee the ball up, you address your driver, and you accidentally
tap the
ball, and
that's
it goes cool. One, right?
Yeah. I mean,
we've all played with that guy. Don't be that guy.
No.
But
please.
We all know who that guy is. But beyond that, Zach Johnson, even though he did take a swing, it was an unintended swing. It was a practice swing. So the rule is that does not count. He gets to re-tee it for with no penalty at all.
Right, and the rules have changed. I know
that used to be a penalty.
No, because that same idea. No. If you tee up your ball, the ball is not in play. You had to fairly intend to strike that golf ball before. So he didn't fairly intend to strike it. He's on the teeing ground. Elsewhere, it would have been a penalty on the golf course.
Right,
but not on the teeing ground. And the rule now, I believe, I'm
I talked with Steve Barkowski yesterday, the executive director
after
of the Western PGA.
Yeah.
After we talked, and I wanted to go through with him, and he said, basically, it's three phases. Mm-hmm. On the tee, the ball is not in play, as you said. So if you accidentally tap it, even though your annoying guy in your group yells one, it's not one.
Right.
And same thing Zach yesterday. A practice swing that does not count. Yeah. The ball is not in play. The new rule this year is that if you take a practice putting stroke on the green and you maybe accidentally catch the ball with the toe of your club, which we've probably done, that seems like something that could definitely somebody might do on a practice.
I've done it in a tournament.
Yeah,
yep.
You can replace it now. At no penalty.
Where
that's
it was
the new
a penalty
rule,
before.
Where it was a penalty before. Now it is no penalty if you accidentally on a practice putt strike your ball and it maybe goes sideways a little. You can replace it, no penalty. What still is a penalty if Zach Johnson did what he did in the fairway after his ball was already in play. What he would have had to have done if he had accidentally struck the ball on a practice swing and maybe it went sideways 20 yards, he would have had to have grabbed the ball, put it back to where he was. And that's a one-stroke penalty.
And the thing is to replace your ball when you accidentally strike it. And so,
correct.
Don't go
hit it from where it was. That would be a two-stroke penalty.
Correct, because playing from the wrong spot. Yes.
Correct. So go back, put it back, take your one. So off, if you haven't put it in play yet, no penalty. If you do it on the green now, new rule this year, no penalty. You do it though in the fairway or the rough or around the green, like then that is a penalty.
The rules are getting more favorable for golfers as we go forward here. Yeah.
Yet they seem more complicated. Right? Well, I'm just saying because they've changed, and you're going to go through a period where, you're going to play a tournament at your club, and stuff's going to come into question, right? And people are going to be like, oh, what do I do here? So if your club is holding a rules seminar,
go.
We had one at Fox Valley, actually, a couple weeks. I went. After the show, I went, and it was great. A lot of great questions came up, and we have some unique things at that club. It's holes where it has changed. Like the penalty areas have changed.
Right, red and yellow.
Drop areas have changed. So
the out-of-bounds rule, which is a local rule.
Out-of-bounds rule is different. Local rule. Most clubs will enact that as a local rule, correct?
I would think, yeah, just because it'll expedite play. That's what most people are doing anyway. You play with a lot of guys that, they hit the ball out of bounds, they can't find it, they just drop it somewhere. But now you get to drop it in the fairway. But I do think the rules have been, I think they're simpler. I just think we're not accustomed to them
yet.
Right.
So
once we're more comfortable with them after a couple of years, I think they will be a little bit simpler.
The reason I chuckled about Tiger Woods and Ian Poulter being paired together.
Yes.
By
the way, before you say that, I'm just tweeting out the Zach Johnson video. So if you didn't get to see it, what we were talking about, at Brian WGR, it's just going out right now.
Did you put the warning explicit material
That's right.
on there?
He does drop a little four-letter word.
I'd say a different four-letter word than he said. I mean, he kept it, I think, fairly clean.
as far as four-letter words go, sure, Kevin.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying,
All right, go back to your Poulter Woods.
So
yes.
Was it in Hank Haney's book? It was one of the books about Tiger. No, it might have been one of the Armin Katayan's book about Tiger. Poulter, at one point, I forget which tournament they were at. Said something to Tiger Woods. Oh, you got room on the jet, mate. You know, something like that.
Oh, I heard this.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, we got room. He's like, okay, I'm going to be riding. Tiger's like, yeah, okay. And Poulter actually showed up and got on the plane. And I guess Tiger was kind of like, I can't believe this guy really showed up and
jumped on my plane
for a free ride, you know, on his jet. So anyhow, so that should be interesting.
That's right. That's right. Let's get to our Absolute Care Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. There is no Champions Tour event this week, but I do want to mention a player that is on the Champions Tour that we mention regularly when we do our Champions Tour report, and that is Bernhard Langer. He made the cut. And he's at -1.
Surprised to nobody. I mean,
tied for 29th. He's in it because he's a former champion.
Right.
But
very respectable.
There is a player amongst the former champions. There's some we know that can't compete, but that are just out there symbolically to play. Langer, I'm sure, goes in thinking with a chance of, hey, let's see how close I can get to the big boys here this week.
I didn't see
Freddie's
score.
And he's under par. Couples did struggle. He did not make the cut. I'll get you his score here in a minute.
He's 60 years old now, they were saying.
Freddie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, some of the former champions like Cabrera, Olathabal, Woosnam Singh, they had the bottom four scores. Paul Casey had a really struggle.
Yeah.
He didn't make the cut at all. Rose. But he's a guy that normally plays well here. Couples did miss the cut. He shot, let's see, a 71 yesterday, but 78 on day one. That's what did him in.
I do want to mention, since we're out on the Champions Tour report here, Gary Player, great connection now to the Western New York golf scene. He is invested in and is now an ambassador for Encore Golf. And matter of fact, he used the Elixir in the par 3 contest and the ceremonial tee shot. That's Buffalo's golf ball.
That's nice.
Encore Elixir, the ceremonial tee shot at the Masters with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player. Gary Player teed up the Elixir, which is great for Encore Golf. Pretty cool deal to have Gary Player involved.
I have a quick Gary Player story. I never liked Gary Player. Detested him. My dad liked him. We met him at the Masters. And he came over and chatted with me about 20 minutes about my game. What do you do with your short game? How hard do you work on your you know, what are you doing about your fitness? Yeah, I mean, just forever. Like, nothing about him. Just couldn't have cared less. Anybody else around just chatted me up for 20 minutes. Changed my mind about the guy forever. Yeah, so it's funny how a little personal impact like that can affect someone, and he's been that way for his whole life.
One of the writers was telling a story about Gary Player. You know, someone, a friend he knew who had, you know, his kid was a little chubby, right? Comes over to Gary Player and he's like, "Oh, nice to meet you. What's your name? Blah, blah, blah. By the way, you're eating too much white flour."
Sounds like Gary.
Yeah.
Little I know of
the best tip from Gary Player on fitness is to wear black. It's thinning, right?
Yeah. Hey,
he wears
black
all black.
Knight, yes.
Yeah. He wears all black.
Hence
absolutely.
The reason why I'm wearing navy today, Brian.
That's right. We're in our beautiful Donald Ross clothes. This is so soft.
The new one.
This new
Cottonelle soft.
I wore that the other day.
The pullover.
I wore that the other
so
day,
nice.
And I'm like, man, that thing is awesome. Donald Ross Sportswear. Again, we're talking about Buffalo companies.
You just mentioned Encore.
I mentioned Encore Golf. New Era Cap, of course, and Donald Ross, our leaderboard partners here on TD Green. Donald Ross, it's just phenomenal stuff. I mean, we got these last year. Like, it still looks brand new out of the.
They got the new athletic cut line too now, which is nice.
Yeah, it's not really
not
for
us.
Not for us. No.
Donald
Ross Sport. Donald Ross Sport. Yes.
Yes. I appreciate how they expanded the arms on mine. You know, because how Koepka, how his shirts are cut like that.
Very similar.
Their booth at the their booth at the merchandise show. Donald Ross. Jeff, you were down there, right? I mean, it was jamming.
It was packed,
right?
Yeah.
And it was just, it was awesome. Matter of fact, you can see.
Well, they
see
promised
it.
Us beer, that's why. And
there you go. You know, our TD Green YouTube channel, and on our website, there is Carly from Encore Golf just filmed a tour of their booth at the merchandise show. It was kind of cool. She did a great job with it. It was just kind of off the cuff. Hey, let's do this. And she got it in one take, and it was really cool. So check that out, that video. Maybe we tweet that out with that so you can get a look at kind of what they showed off at the merchandise show and what they're all about. But if your pro shop doesn't have it, ask for it. Ask for Donald Ross.
That's right.
We have it at Glen Oak.
Cool. All right, we're going to step aside here. If you're watching us on Facebook, Kevin, we're going to do our giveaway.
Our TD Green Club member. Someone's going to win.
Right. This watch
Hook
that you're wearing
watch.
Right
well,
now.
Not this exact
well, not
one.
This, you're not taking that off, but.
No.
Right. We have one just like it, though, for him. And then when we come back, if you're listening on WGR, we'll let you know who's the winner of the watch. All you have to do, sign up. Go to T2, tdegreen.golf. It's free. put in your email, and you're in the club, and you're automatically registered to be a part of these great prizes every week.
Wait till
show.
I tell you what we're giving away for the PGA Championship that week.
We also have senior PGA tickets to give away, too,
yes.
So we're going to get
wow.
to that.
That's coming
it's a,
up.
It's a big week.
Holy smokes.
That's right.
Can't stand it. There's too many things to give away, Brian.
That's right. A lot of Masters talk still to come.
And the only week we don't have hip-hop bumps of
that's,
the year.
That's right. We had to change. It's appropriate this week.
I wonder if someone could do a score remix of this.
A remix?
Someone probably has.
Funk
right?
A remix of this?
It. Yeah, does something with it. That'd
that's
be
right.
great.
With Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Again, if you're tuning in for Sports Investors, normally running from 8 to 9, it'll be airing after our show here from 9 to 10 on WGR as it's a special two-hour edition of TD Green this week for Masters Week. We are live at East Aurora Country Club. We'll be back with more in a moment here on TD Green.
There's nothing better than having a chance going into the weekend at the Masters. And that's what I want to focus on. And I know that I'm playing well enough to go shoot some low numbers. I spent some time here last week and was shooting some low numbers. And if I can go shoot a good one tomorrow, I'll be in it for Sunday.
That is Phil Mickelson. His thoughts on the Masters. He's in it. He was really in it there for a while yesterday and then just fell back a little toward the end of his round. Mickelson coming in today, tied for 12th, minus 4, only 3 off the lead. Another guy that knows this course as good as anyone.
He seems to be swinging hard at that tee ball, doesn't he? He
yeah.
is really trying to crush it.
He put out a video. He's been doing a lot of videos.
That,
yeah, which I think is great.
Yeah, he
actually.
Just got into it, too,
yeah.
recently.
They're on Twitter, and he was showing how he's changed his swing off the tee driver. Were we talking about off the air last week or on
yeah,
the
Yeah, about how they jump.
Yeah.
Yep, how the hip work in the foot, yeah.
Yeah. I tried that. I played twice this week. Shocker to you, I know. and trying that move, and, yeah, it's noticeable. I've got more distance.
Use the ground forces to help you hit it further.
Matter of fact, Matt, who I play with, who typically outdrives me a lot, I outdrove him 3 times yesterday. Doing that, so
yeah, and kids seem to do it intuitively. Like I said, now actually, since we talked about that, I've been watching. Now that hey, you know, not everybody does it. Not every
right.
tour player does it. Some of the guys still straight blast it, and they keep that left foot flat as they rotate through. But a lot of the small guys are jumping. They hit a couple videos of Mickelson on the 11th tee. As a matter of fact, they're down the line on Mickelson on Thursday on the 11th tee. He just jumped out of his shoes and just tried to smash it. So he's definitely more aggressive with his driver, I think, than he's been. And all those players are very aggressive with their driver out here. It's just, you know, it's not drive for show, putt for dough anymore. The numbers are showing you know, the closer you are to the green, the proximity is how you score.
Right.
So they're all trying to hit it very, very far. And he's 48 years old, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, he turns 49 in June?
In June, this June. He'll be the oldest major winner ever if he won.
Which would be great.
Nicholas at 46 is the oldest Masters winner.
Aren't we rooting for him to win the U.S. Open, though?
Phil?
Right.
At Pebble?
Yes.
By the way, he won earlier at Pebble this year, remember?
I know.
Think about that. At the AT&T
program
event.
That's correct. Yeah. Expect it to be a different setup. It will be a different setup at Pebble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the U.S. Open, but that's where we're rooting for Phil to win.
And is the Canadian Open the week before that?
That's correct.
That'll be tough because that's a long flight and a different
type of golf course. I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah.
He indicated, was it the Players' Championship? No, it was at Mexico, pre-round press conference, that he didn't think he was going to play any week. The week before any major this year.
Which is a breaking tradition for him.
That's correct.
Yes.
Because he didn't feel the courses, and he goes, nothing against those courses. They're great clubs and tracks and tournaments, but I just don't feel like they would help me for the venues where they are this year, meaning, you know, where the U.S. Open and the PGA are and the Open Championship.
It'd be interesting to watch how he swings at the driver here and then how he swings at the driver at the U.S. Open. If it's going to be the same way, because obviously at the Open there's a premium on accuracy.
Correct.
At the Masters, I feel like there's a premium on distance.
Yes.
And he's definitely trying to launch it off the tee. So it'd be interesting to see if he swings a little differently. Just that's how golf professionals' minds work.
Yeah. I mean, we've mentioned players that know that course. I would probably put him at the top, right? I mean, remember him and Bones would come and do study sessions. He even mentioned it in that soundbite. He's been playing around there lately. Mm-hmm. He knows every spot on the green of where to be and where not to be.
Oh, and he's 48 years old. He's been playing since he's 20 or something because he.
Wow. Yeah, he's about how many Masters he's played in, right?
I wonder how many he's played in. I feel like he's never missed it. Has he been hurt? He's never had a long injury or anything like that. I feel like he's had a healthy career.
Yeah, he's avoided any significant injuries.
I feel like we were talking about the end
of his swing
10 years ago.
Is that because of his swing?
I think I do think so because like you look at a guy like Jason Day who looks like he's just tight and wound up and there's such a violent change of directions and violent forces where Phil tends to be a little more longer, languid, like a John Daly. They'll create speed differently, and I think it puts less strain on his body.
Yeah, Tiger and Jason Day, very similar, right?
Yeah.
And, you know,
Brooks Koepka.
Right.
And then there's guys, Mickelson's got a little bit of a longer swing. Even Ricky isn't too violent.
Bubba Watson's got a long.
Yeah.
You know what we haven't talked about today? We haven't talked about Dustin Johnson, right? I mean, who wins this?
What is it? 12 years in a row he's had a win on tour, were talking earlier? That's impressive.
He's an incredible player. He's right in the mix there. DJ is.
He's one off the lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't stun me at all to see him win this week. He's a factor every single week. And he's got incredible talent. And I just can't, it's another guy we haven't talked about. And I'm just trying to think, why aren't we talking about Dustin Johnson?
Because the leaderboard is so packed.
There's so many guys
names
to talk about.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why.
Yeah. Molinari, so let's talk.
We haven't talked about Molinari enough.
But let's talk about our picks going into this for our Masters contest with Batavia Downs here. I went with Justin Rose, who is the number one ranked player in the world, misses the cut. I'm stunned at that, by the way.
I am too.
I mean, he's top player in the world. He won earlier this year. I just can't believe Justin. Maybe his back. He's got back problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's had back problems. So perhaps his back was bad. I don't know. So that was a surprise to me. And I had Molinari and Woods, and they both have a chance. Woods is in the one stroke, Molinari's in the final group. So, but no surprise to me. And that's where you look at the players who are there, like Harding's really the only surprise. And then the other surprises are guys who didn't make the cut or who didn't perform that well, like Roy McIlroy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, surprise there. You had Koepka, Jeff.
I had Koepka. Yeah, I'm a big Koepka fan. Like, I picked Tiger Woods for 10 years on this radio show.
Sure, right.
Yeah, I think Koepka might be the guy I'll be picking for a while for now because he seems to pop up during the majors.
Sure.
And he's got all the skill. He's got all the talent. And we know he can close in majors, and he's not afraid to win them.
Who were the other two you had?
That I'll have to remember.
He had Sergio Garcia and Danny Willett.
No, I went chalks, I'm sure. Yeah. I think I had Justin Rose also, but I can't recall.
Yeah.
I just remember the successful things. You got to remember the positive things, Kevin.
Well,
just
that's like why, I'm hanging at Molinari and Woods. Yep. I'm hanging on them.
My right picks, now. I had Justin Thomas, who's at -3, Finau and Kuchar. They're all under par. So they're all in it.
Yeah.
None of them are in that top group, but they're all in it. So I'm okay with them. I mean, I would switch off of, for our who's going to win.
You want to trade your three for my Koepka?
All right, yeah. So who is going to win?
I still feel like Koepka is tough to go against. Even though he doesn't have that Masters weekend experience yet, he hasn't been in the hunt there. Day has, even though he hasn't won, he's been involved in some of these finishes.
I'm rooting for Day for other reasons.
Yeah. Beyond Tiger or Phil, I think those would be the top two stories winning.
Right.
Phil with his age and getting another one. Tiger, I think, would still be by far the number one story if he won. I still am rooting for Fowler to get a major, and he is such an appreciation of golf and its history and its traditions. If he could get his major here, I feel like it would be one. How many players, Kevin, would be on the 18th green if Fowler's walking up with the lead? With how often he has done it to some of his friends and other golfers, right?
How many
guys would be there to congratulate him?
That would be probably all of them, frankly. I mean, that would be a super popular win.
That would be
in golf to have Ricky Fowler win the Masters.
Yeah, the ratings
he's
are
at -3
off the charts this weekend for the golf.
Oh,
they're
going to
be off
be
the
great.
Charts.
I want to apologize to my niece whose birthday party is this afternoon. Sorry,
you might be slightly distracted. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be with the other teenagers at the party. Maybe on my phone.
Yeah, because it's great on the phone. You can watch it perfectly on your phone.
It's so good.
Ricky winning would be is super popular. I mean, there's so many guys. See, here's the great part about this and the problem, right? Before, it's like, hey, you're rooting for Tiger or Phil, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's like, well, hey, how do you not root for Jason Day, right? I mean, it'd be fantastic to see him. Francesco Molinari, great guy. This, you know, what a surge in his career that he's had. He's been a hot. He and Koepka have been the two hottest golfers over the year, right? In the last 12 months of the calendar. You want Ricky Fowler to make a charge. Justin Thomas is a super player that you could see making a charge today. Phil, Tiger Woods, you know, just incredible stuff going on there. Dustin Johnson, you know, who maybe the most talent, maybe a ton of talent in his pinky than some other players have out there. So that stuff's fantastic. I personally think I think Tiger's going to win, and here's why. This will be one of the first. So, you know, he was battling with Koepka, but there wasn't as many players involved. You have Tiger Woods.
It was a two-man show last year.
Yeah. You have Tiger Woods and the roars at Augusta, right? I mean, it's a little different there than other places. And the patrons are going to be following Tiger.
Oh, they'll be 10 deep.
Right. And so you're playing behind Tiger, and you hear the roars ahead of you. It ratchets up the pressure a little bit, right? Listen, you've been at golf tournaments and you hear roars, Brian. Like it oh my God, something, and it just the atmosphere is incredible.
Well, you can tell a Tiger roar too. They're different, and the way Augusta's set up, Brian's been there. It's you know where the roar is coming from, so you know it's.
If you're on one hole, you know that came from that hole.
You
right.
could be up by the first tee. That's number 12. You know, it's you can tell where the roars are coming from, and it'd be it's going to be cool. Saturday moving day at Augusta. Guys are trying to, you know, everybody's going to try to go low because you want to, you know, you're not trying to finish second. You're trying to win this event and you want to be in position. And every year we say it, it really doesn't matter. You got to be close until Sunday's back nine. And then you got to shoot a 32 or a 31 or something on that back nine to try to win this event.
8:39 here on Tee to Green, our two-hour edition this week for Masters Week. Again, for those of you on WGR looking for the Sports Investors Show, which normally airs during this time, it'll air at 9 a.m. right after our show in its entirety from 9 to 10 a.m. and then into our normal Sports Saturday lineup with Inside High School Sports and Sports Talk Saturday. I'll actually be on at noon talking with the guys on Sports Talk Saturday, more on the Masters. And then we have play-by-play of the Masters on GR. How about that?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great, courtesy of Westwood One. So we'll have that on coming up over the weekend. So if you're driving around, you can listen to it there as well. As we are here at East Aurora Country Club, site of the International Junior Masters, which we'll be back for here in June. And the sun is out. Course looks great. I've tweeted out some pictures of the course if you want to check it out at Brian WGR. Speaking of tweeting out, I just put out a video congratulating our winner, Kevin.
Yeah, Rick Rieger. Congratulations, Rick. You won the golf watch from Hook and Gaff Watch Company. For those who didn't win, do yourself a favor. Check it out. If you like wearing a watch playing golf, this thing is fantastic. And the price is under 400 bucks for a watch. So it's cool stuff.
What a giveaway.
Waterproof. Great giveaway there. And congratulations, Rick.
If you are a member of our Tee to Green Club, next segment, we're going to give away a pair of senior PGA tickets. In Rochester.
Awesome.
Jeff, that event's going to be here before you know it, and you're going to be working hard for that.
It's always so much fun just to be around. I mean, being around Oak Hills, cool enough, and then being around a major like that's really neat. I look forward to – I'd like to volunteer on the range and watch these players, how they prepare for the day, how they prepare for the week, what their coaches are telling them, you know, what they're working on out there, what drills they're doing, what they're thinking. So, for me, it's a really cool week, and love going there and can't wait to watch those guys come up 18.
Look at where the – Sorry, Kev. Look where the majors, the major that we're going to host here in Western New York this year, the senior PGA at Oak Hill. But we know, of course, everybody's in love with Augusta National. We know it's there every year. But look where the majors are this year. The PGA Championship, a week in front of the senior PGA at Oak Hill, is at Bethpage Black. Mm-hmm. That's a doable road trip if you want to do it, and a super fun place to go watch a golf tournament.
It's camp, State and you can, Park,
yeah,
right?
Yep. And you can play there. And for New York State residents, it's under $100 to play.
You played it.
Right? I've played the black twice, and it's hard.
It's a walk.
It's a walk,
you
and it's hard.
Walk
you
it.
Must walk the black.
Yes.
Which is cool.
I played the black twice, and the red, which is right next to it, that they let you take carts on. That's why I actually really like the red. I think it's just as good. Now, because I'm the pro events, obviously,
sure.
been on the black. It obviously.
Well, Bethpage, you go down hole.
There's
one.
There's five courses at Bethpage.
You go down hole one, you're like, okay, little dog leg right. Then you cross the road to hole two, and you're like,
Whoa.
The trees. It's like a little canyon in a valley. And, oh, yeah.
This
it's really
just
cool.
changed in a hurry.
Yeah. And then after that, Kev, after the long par three, there's holes where I'm sitting there saying, boy, I hope I reach the fairway with this drive.
Yeah. And you can hit it.
That's
it's,
true.
It's hard to reach the fairway in some of those holes.
Then the Oak Hill. They have great vent. Like,
yeah, then Oak Hill. And then the British this year is going to be
Royal Port Rush.
At Royal Port Rush. In so Ireland. That'll be a big thing for the for Rory's, for McIlroy to have it there. And then the U.S. Open is at Pebble Beach. I mean, what a great year for these tournaments.
West Coast, yeah, that'll be prime time.
Prime time golf.
Yep.
I was watching Fox not only is expanding their coverage, but they said they're going to try to push the tee times back even more so that on the East Coast, like, you're going to be watching the leaders playing at like 10 at night.
I'm thinking
it's going to be really cool.
That's a little late for me.
Jeff, you're going to have to take a nap that day.
I will have to nap that day.
I'm thinking tee to green club member viewing party somewhere for the U.S. Open.
Hmm.
That's right, because it'll be at night. I like that.
I like that idea.
I got some ideas. We'll talk again.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I like your ideas.
I know a guy.
All right.
One segment to go here when we come back.
In that too, so.
That's right.
We got some great giveaways from Mick Ultra coming up this year, so I just want to mention that.
Okay. Speaking of giveaways.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
We just gave away the Hook and Gaff watch. Next segment, we'll give away another Tee to Green Club member winner of a pair of tickets to the Senior PGA. Which is at Oak Hill, which
get
we mentioned.
Get that bin back, Jeff.
So we'll do that next segment, and we'll tell you who's going to win as we roll on here from East Aurora Country Club. More on the Masters coming up with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Hope you're enjoying our extra coverage here today. We're also on Tee to Green on Facebook. Hello there. Give us Jim Nance. You can say hello.
Hello,
you know,
friends.
I don't even.
Oh,
I,
come
I mean,
on.
I
you're
know.
Doing it. So, you did it well to start the show.
I had a beer with Jim Nance. I can tell you that story someday.
Hello, friends.
There you go.
All right.
Back with more. Tee to Green, East Aurora Country Club after this on WGR.
I'm comfortable on this golf course. I know the golf course well. I feel like I know the pins pretty well, like where to miss it, you know, where I need to hit my balls. So if I'm swinging well, it's a golf course where I feel like I can attack and play very well. So I'm in a good position after 2 days, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this weekend.
And it's great to be here with Brian, Jeff, and Kevin.
Thanks, DJ, for those kind words.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys.
That's Dustin Johnson, one off the lead.
I saw the guy, the –
The comedian?
The impressionist.
Yes.
He's very, very good at that. Yes.
I got my picture taken with him at the demo day.
Connor Moore? Is that his
yeah.
name? Yeah.
Who'd he do? He did Dustin. He does Tiger very
Poulter,
well.
He does very well. Yeah. He did Poulter and Rory together.
He does Patrick Reed.
I tweeted that out a Tiger few days ago if you want to check it out.
He does Rory. He does Poults. He does a great Molinari.
All right. Fleetwood, he puts the wig on. That's great. That's right. Justin Rose, he does well. He didn't do him in this one, but he'll come off, tell him how he won the gold medal. He, like, you know.
He was staying at the same
And then he tried Nance and Faldo, too.
So at the Arnold Palmer, he was staying at the same hotel, and he was in the gym in the morning. Like, I was, you know.
Yeah,
I was
as you were walking by with a donut.
Yeah, I was in there dominating, Jeff. I was lifting the donut. Curls, donut curls.
I bet.
But, man, this guy on the treadmill. He was ripping it at 12 miles per hour, like doing sprints on there on the treadmill. I was like, okay, this dedication.
That's right.
I was not doing that.
No.
All right, we have another giveaway here, but again, a reminder here, Tee to Green going for 2 hours. We're with you till 9 o'clock this morning live at East Aurora Country Club. For those of you tuning in on WGR to hear Sports Investors, that'll air in about 11 minutes from now from 9 to 10 a.m. So that's coming up, so stay tuned if you're looking for the Sports Investors.
Brian, how can I win prizes on Tee to Green?
You can – well, we already gave away a Hook and Gaff watch today. Rick Rieger was our Tee to Green Club winner. We got another winner here, but the way to – get signed up to be eligible to win, to go to t2green.golf. All you have to do is click on the tab that says Tee to Green Club, put in your name and email, and you're in.
Bingo.
And that's it. And we just, during the last break, we drew another winner. This for a Wednesday pair of tickets to this year's Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, courtesy of our friends at the West New York PGA.
It comes with a note off from work.
That's right, for Wednesday.
You need to know I'm sick from work.
So, it's a great day to go and see the course because you'll be watching it on TV and haven't seen it in person. It makes a big difference.
That's right. Our winner here is Tee to Green Club member Robert Helwig. So, Robert Helwig, congratulations. You'll be getting an email soon to let you know how you can get your Wednesday pair of tickets to the Senior PGA at Oak Hill. That'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we're going to be giving away Senior PGA tickets quite often here between now and the event. So get registered to be a member of our Tee to Green Club. All right, we've got 8 minutes left here on our show.
Where do I start?
And we're going to get our final Masters thoughts in here. So, Kevin, what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Everything, right? I mean, just it's awesome. I'm so excited to watch it, and I'm just trying to figure out. I'm going to have the television on and the tablet there, so you can see everything going on right with the app. I mean, it's just this is incredible stuff. And listen, if you're not able to watch it, you're going to hear the coverage on Westwood One today here on WGR, even though I won't be on it. It'll be great. No, it'll be great. My friend Mark Carnevale is working it. Mike Tirico's there. They've got a great crew.
Tirico does it.
Tirico's
the kind of hosting it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
is there anything he can't do? He did hockey play-by-play.
Yeah.
He does that.
He's a good dude, too. Yeah. Real good dude. So anyways, it's going to be great. It's the Masters. I mean, the leaderboard says it all that you have right there. It's going to be phenomenal down the stretch. There's going to be bogeys, going to be birdies, some eagles out there. I look for a fantastic afternoon of golf. It's really going to be interesting to see again how the three unders go out, the three and four unders, how they go out and see if they can set the pace. Someone may, like Keegan Bradley, by the way, can go out there. He shot 4-under yesterday. He can go do that again today, and that might be because he tees off earlier. He's even par.
He's 11-25.
Is there weather issues? There's no weather issues this weekend expected, are there?
Sunday evening, there could be some issues. There's a little nervousness about that.
They can move things up.
Tee times up, yeah.
So Keegan Bradley would be interesting guy to watch. Great driver of the golf ball. If he can go out there and shoot something low early, that might be an indicator of how scoring is going to be today and what players will be able to do.
Yeah, the group you're kind of mentioning, that 3- and 4-under group, that includes Fowler, Finau, Justin Thomas, DeChambeau, Mickelson and Kuchar are at 4, Rahm and Poulter are at 5.
So if they could
get up into that big group that's at 6 and 7.
And if you're Ricky Fowler, Jeff, you've got to go for it.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Right? I mean, you can't hold anything back today.
Oh, gosh, no. No. He's trying to win a major, yeah. And you got 36 holes, and you got to play. And the problem there is it starts off tough. You know, that's one of the hardest opening holes in golf, that first hole at Augusta, I think. And if you get through there and birdie two, and hey.
That's the start they're probably thinking,
yeah,
right?
Get
through
make par,
and then you got a birdie hole on two.
And then three, three's, it's a tough hole. But, yeah, it's a shorter hole. You feel like you can make birdie there, four. And it just goes on from there.
Depends on the flag at four,
yeah.
Right?
The fifth is now.
If you could
Rose said it was, he thinks it'll play the hardest by the time this tournament's over. Because they've lengthened the fifth hole.
Oh, yeah. And it was long enough as it was. But if you could turn like two under, if you can make the turn at two under, then you feel like you're in position there. Because you can really shoot a low score on that back nine if you're hot. And these guys are just waiting to catch a groove and see what they can do. It'd be interesting also, the guys at the lead, can they go under par, or are they Brooks Koepka didn't play that great yesterday. Maybe that was a one-day deal for him. Who knows?
Yeah.
You're maybe not firing on all cylinders all the time. And as we said, no one's ever gone four rounds in the 60s, so there's always going to be that one round when you're trying to win the Masters that's maybe not your best.
I think the guys at 6 and 7 under are thinking 69-70 today.
That'd be great. I'd
right?
take it. If I were him, if I were Brooks Koepka, give me 69, and I'll go right to the clubhouse
right.
and wait
so
for
So if
him.
You're Woods at minus 6, you're thinking if I finish at minus 9, I'm signing up for that right now.
I think Woods is thinking 65.
I think he's right. I think Woods is
– That's how his mind works.
I think Tiger feels he can shoot a 65 today.
Off the tee in approaches yesterday, he was good enough to shoot a 65.
Yeah. Yes, that's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
A couple putts drop, and you start seeing him go in, and who knows what can happen.
All right,
favorite hole there, real quick. We have because we all know the holes in Masters, right? What's your favorite hole, Brian? You guys, I've not been there,
yeah.
Which still I stupid on my part, not anybody else's. But you've been there. What's your favorite hole?
Oh, geez. I mean, from walking it last year, you gain such good perspective now. Watching it makes it so much better now that I'm like, hey, I remember standing from this angle. I can picture behind this tee, behind this green.
Oh my goodness!
It's like picking a favorite child. Yeah,
hey, I can do that easily.
I like.
I'm kidding.
I like 13. I like because so much can happen on 13.
Yeah,
you can make an eagle, A par is disappointing. It's that point in the round where if you get an, if you make a good score there, it'll spark you for 14, 15, 16, you know, and the rest of the way. So to me, 13 is the most pivotal hole there. And
you feel like you have to have a putt for eagle and then hopefully a birdie, an easy birdie to have there.
You'd hope. Yeah, you'd hope to have that.
See, for television, 13 is it for me. Right.
Yeah,
yes,
I agree.
I love 13.
13 would be my number one answer, and I would say a great appreciation for how beautiful 16 looks in person.
Yeah.
The
par
3 with the water.
Or just 12.
Looks tremendous. Yeah.
Or
I mean, 12 is – 12 and 13 almost go together for me. Like, it's just that whole area was just tremendous.
Yeah, 16's pretty cool, too. And you know where the
I remember last week when you were telling John D'Addario from Fox Valley, because he was going down, about advice – last year, I probably spent an hour and a half standing right behind the 14th tee.
It's the best spot.
Because you're so close. Like, I'm as close as you and I are right now, like a few feet away. You're so close to the tee box, and they all hit driver there. So it was a really fun spot to watch. But you can also see 13 green from that spot.
Yeah, you can watch him hit into 13, putt, and everything else.
So
you're
getting to see birdie and eagle putts, but then you get to see him hit the driver from 14. It was really nice. Yeah, I don't know.
You are at the furthest point to walk in, though, from that.
True, but maybe that's also why I liked it. It was less people around because a lot of people aren't going to walk all the way.
And isn't 18, 9 and 18, they're right next to each other?
No.
The green. What green is right next to the 18? If you're walking up 18, there's a green to the left.
That's the putting green, isn't it?
Is it the practice putting green?
The practice putting green?
There is one over there.
There's a big gap right of 10. There's a big field there. 9 comes up and then
10T and 18 green are
close.
Are adjacent to each other.
Yeah. All right. 1 minute to go here. I assume, Jeff, you're going to stick with your pick of Brooks Koepka.
I'll stick with him, yes.
Kevin?
Well, Rose was out.
You had Woods.
I had Woods and Molinari. I'll go with Tiger.
Okay.
I'll go with Tiger.
I hope you're right.
It would be just amazing. Amazing for golf if he wins again.
I had my three guys. I had Kuchar, Finau, and Thomas. So they're at 4, 3, and 3. Out of that group, I like Justin Thomas still the most.
He's explosive. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can go low.
Out of the rest of the group up at the top, though, I still think it's tough to go against Koepka. But, I mean, I also look, I'm like, well, Day could win. Molinari's so hot. And then, you know, I'll be rooting for, obviously, the great stories. If Tiger could get in, could Phil get in, and Fowler,
so
I mentioned
great
that. There's so many.
A great story's going to win. That's the best part.
Yeah, the Masters never disappoints.
Appointment television.
That's right. Hey, if you've missed any of our show, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. Also, if you follow us on Facebook, on our Tee to Green Facebook page, congratulations to our Tee to Green Club winners. If you want to sign up for our giveaways next week, again, it's t2green.golf. Again, all of you expecting to hear sports investors, that'll be coming your way on WGR here in just a few minutes. Want to thank David Jones, Drew Thompson, everybody here at East Aurora Country Club. If you want more information about East Aurora Country Club, or if you maybe want to get involved in the International Junior Masters event that's here in June, contact David Jones, the great PGA pro here.
We're going out to 13. We're going to play the par 3 here.
Yep.
We're going to go out. We'll put a video up on
We're going to do a little video.
Facebook and our TD Green.
So let's all throw a 20 down. All
right. That's right.
I
Looking
have
forward
in my
to that.
Wallet, dude. We'll throw a 5 down.
Derek Kramer, our producer back in our Amherst studios. Derek, thank you very much. For PGA pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, have a great week, guys. Enjoy the weekend of the Masters. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.